Part 17, Production and Use of Complex Tactile Drawings, Example 2.
Okay, John, if you want to try to find angles 2, 13, and 11, and show how you use the wiki sticks to mark them when you have three angles that you need to find.
Okay. This is the same tactile graph from the previous problem. John searches for the angles, and there are five wiki sticks on his left.
There's 13. Two's up there. 13. Wait, where is two? Oh, two's right there. 13's here. One problem I'm having with this figure, though, is that the angles aren't going in numerical order. Right here is angle 5. This is angle 13, and this is angle 10. And this is angle 12 over here.
The first three angles are on the left side of the graph.
Don't know where angle 11 is.
And angle 12 is on the right side.
And it's not on there.
John could not find angle 11.
Oh, because this was too big, we forgot to unfold the rest of the graph.
Because John did not realize that the graph was folded. He unfolds the map, revealing the rest of the graph and the label for angle 11.
Okay, I see angle 11 is right here then. But now, see, I got to go back. Except for this time, when I go back, I got to use the wiki sticks to mark the angles I'm looking for.
John grabs a wiki stick.
I remember
stick.
Angle 2 being somewhere up here. Nope, that's 1, 4, 3.
Right, John is searching for the correct angle.
Oh, 2 is right there.
John places the wiki stick on the graph.
Let's see, I can't quite point it. I can't quite put the wiki stick at 11. Or actually, no, it's 2, 13, and 11. So 11 will be the last angle I deal with.
John searches the graph for angle 13.
Where's 13 at? Okay, 13's right there. 2, 13. 2 and 13 are there and there. And actually, I'm going to move the wiki stick up a little bit so that I have some room to point the other end back to angle 11.
3/4 of the wiki stick is used to connect angles 2 and 13,
right
with the remainder
here, so
pointing towards angle 11.
Put it on the oops, did I move it?
Yes, I get my off the angle.
Yeah.
John has some
two,
difficulty keeping the wiki stick on the correct
13.
Points.
And I said it's not long enough to point to angle 11.
Well, you can take another wiki stick in.
I'm going to point, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just pointing this one towards it and then getting another wiki stick so that I can.
The teacher hands John another wiki stick, and he adds it to the one already on the graph.
And that 11 is right there. Actually, 11's right there.
John places the end of the second wiki stick on the point for angle 11.
Now, this does kind of form a triangle. It forms a very, very wide triangle, as I was talking about before. And actually, there are several angles within this triangle. And this is a typical geometric problem, that you know you might need to figure out what the correlation is between all these three angles, and then you'd be asked several questions about it, and you'd have to dissect it even further, which if I was going to do, I would just use more wiki sticks. For example, if they wanted to know the line going down, if they wanted you to make a line cutting this angle in half as an angle bisector, I would start it up here at angle number 2, which is the vertex of this triangle, and I would put it all the way going straight down here.
John uses another wiki stick to
illustrate. And as you can see, now it intersects more angles, and you know it intersects here, cuts it in half, but also, which angle is this?
John indicates a new angle created by a line already in the graph and a wiki stick.
You might be asked, for example, what angle this makes right here. So, and that's how I use the wiki sticks to help me figure out what I really couldn't do with just my fingers alone. Also, I'd like to point out that this graph being too big and fitting on two pages is very confusing for me as well. I've had plenty of geometry tests where I wasn't able to find angles or got points deducted because I was just simply unaware that the graph contained two pages, and that, you know, because this page is perfectly tucked under this one.
John illustrates how one page of the graph folds under the other.
Perfectly tucked under, and you know, you would think nothing of it. So,
And part of the problem with using the wiki sticks, it's a good solution, but as you can see that when he did put down the wiki stick for angle two, it was not directly on the point of angle two.
The label for the angle is about an inch away from the actual angle.
Depending on what the questions ask, he's not going to get as accurate as a sighted person is because of where we have to put the braille and where the actual point is. And another concern is that this took approximately 5 minutes for him to do the information, whereas a sighted person can look at it and get all the information in less than a minute.